Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Rezima. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting third. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton scores. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-1 in the game. Dade hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Dade reaches second base with a double. Verizer scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a fly ball towards right. Dade catches it and throws to second to double up Thompson. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norris. Whitaker reaches second base with a double. Norris throws the ball into Hara, who tags Whitaker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rodriguez goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing second base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer bunts towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Kuiper moves to second. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds strikes out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dade hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Staub reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur, who is chasing the ball. Manning reaches third base with a triple. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrod hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Manning tags and scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Parrish moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Sid Monge now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonds strikes out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Date hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Hiller now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Date. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Date steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thornton is walked intentionally. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Rodriguez scores. LaFleur goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wagner moves to third. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kuiper hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.